Folks, we're a little less than $48,000 short of making budget this year. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. Any size gift is deeply appreciated. You can make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Here's the address again, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Now, for any size year-end contribution, we'll send you a CD of two sermons, one I preached on Christmas and the other on the baptism of Jesus. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of us at the end of 2011.
I'm going to take a little time off to work with my family.
All right.
Now, while I do that, I need you to be here. And I need you to give more.
That's Bishop Eddie Long. He was, until Sunday, full-time pastor of New Missionary Baptist Church in Atlanta, a congregation of some 25,000 people. He announced on Sunday that he's going to take a sabbatical to spend some time with his family, this in the wake of allegations that arose last year from four young men about sexual abuse and molestation. Of course, the charges are denied, but his wife on Thursday filed for a divorce, then recanted on Friday morning, then on Friday was back on the divorce train. So Eddie Long needs to take care of some family matters. What does this man teach? How did he grow a church to 25,000? And for his followers, you hear the applause and the support, which I suppose is understandable, of a beloved pastor, but for the followers in this particular charismatic kind of Christianity, this happens on a semi-regular basis. How do you deal with it? We're going to talk about this sabbatical announced yesterday by Bishop Eddie Long of New Missionary Baptist Church in Atlanta. Joining us to do so, Bob Lico. He's a former Word Faith pastor and a graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School, co-founder of Discernment Ministry International based in Detroit. Bob, welcome back.
Good evening, Todd.
In your long years in movements like this, this happened. You watched leaders rise and fall in a similar manner. How was that dealt with? How did you handle those regular occurrences of this?
Well, what's happened kind of over the history in my years wandering in the charismatic sign gift movements, what they basically did was we denied the charges. We did not believe them. We would not accept what was being brought against our leaders. That was simply an attack of the enemy. For instance, Paul Crouch, the head and founder of TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network, paid Lonnie Ford $425,000 to keep him quiet about an alleged homosexual encounter that Paul Crouch denies he had, yet he pays almost $500,000 to silence this man. Paul Kane, one of the most widely respected prophets in the new apostolic reformation, was outed a few years back for his being a homosexual, and people have not denied that he's a prophet or anything of the sort. There's no sort of reconciliation or restoration going on in his life. They just kind of jettisoned him and said, well, yeah, we move on. You know, Todd Bentley, he was big in the news for a while. He's a convicted child molester. Robert Zelerden was exposed as a homosexual. All of these leaders, have dealt with this issue. And, of course, Ted Haggard, who's not a sign gift charismatic person, but was an evangelical, who also had his issues. People don't want to accept that, of course, of their leaders. And it's a horrible moral falling, especially for someone in public ministry, because these things become public. What happens afterwards, if it is proven to be true? Well, then we simply took the position, as was taken with Robert Zelerden by his mother and grandmother and church and Bible school. Well, that's because we didn't pray enough and cover people like Eddie Long in prayer and keep an umbrella of divine protection around them so the enemy would not get in. See, that's what happened, Todd. It was just the enemy. It was Satan that attacked these anointed men of God to bring them down, to pull down their ministries, and tempt them off into this perverse direction, and they succumb to it momentarily and now are being restored. But, of course, in fairness to Mr. Long, he is denying the charges that have been brought against him by the four men in his church. However, there apparently seems to be some private mediation taking place to keep it from going to a public trial. We'll just have to wait on that. So that's how we handled it. We denied it, and if it was proven, then we blamed the devil, not the person. And those ministers, for the most part, with the exception of Paul Cain, were restored to ministry and are back in pulpits as if nothing happened.
So who is Bishop Eddie Long? Introduce us to the man.
Well, in 1987, he assumed the pastorate of the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Decatur, Georgia, where the church is located. They were only about, maybe 300 members at the time. But within a year of his being there, the church increased to over a couple thousand people. By 2001, the congregation exploded over 25,000 people, which, of course, makes it a mega church. Anything over 2,000 is really considered a mega church, I believe. And in 1999, the church has moved into, a new facility. Of course, you have to build a bigger barn when you do that. From Bishop Long's own website, it says this. This is a direct quote from his website. Bishop Long's worldwide impact emanates from the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Lithonia, Georgia, where he's the senior pastor of more than 25,000 members. His Emmy Award-winning broadcast, Taking Authority, which airs on TBN, reaches 172 countries and more than 270 million people. He's a prolific author, written several books. You can go to Amazon and find a whole list of his books. We can talk about some of those titles maybe in the next segment. So that's who he is. He is a man who went to college. He does have a college degree. His degree, however, is in business administration, which could explain some of the financial and business success of his church. He's got obviously a very good business mind. He did attend some unaccredited charismatic school for a period of time and apparently received his master's degree from them. It's called the Interdenominational Charismatic College, I believe, the ICC, and that's where he received his degree. I checked on them. They are not accredited by the recognized accrediting agencies for colleges and seminaries, so it's an unaccredited degree. I don't know if he ever actually attended there or got it online. He is a spirit-filled, a tongue-talking, as we would say in Detroit, and they'd say down in Georgia, he's a Holy Ghost-filled Baptist.
How would you describe, in general terms, his teaching, the kind of teaching that he typifies, Eddie Long?
He is no different than if you've ever listened to, say, T.D. Jakes. Pretty typical African-American style preaching, very emphatic, very emotional, very moving. He's very demonstrative when he speaks. But what does he preach? Well, that's a good question. He preaches, unfortunately, Todd, he preaches the same thing all of these guys, whether it's a Joel Osteen or a T.D. Jakes or, in this case, an Eddie Long. He preaches the Christian and not the Christ. He preaches things all around the person of Jesus, but really, like most of the televangelists, and he is a televangelist, prefers to preach series about the Christian living, Christian lifestyle, how to live a sanctified life. In other words, a lot of works, but not about the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified for our sins. Law and gospel type preaching that you and I would be familiar with, many of the listeners, is, of course, totally absent from his messages. If anything, they're very heavy on the law end, but very light, if anything, on the gospel end, other than giving an altar call and inviting sinners to make a decision for Christ, which is typical Baptist end of sermon preaching. And he certainly typifies that.
Well, talk about one of the things that seems also to be common in these large churches, especially the ones of the charismatic bent, and that is I find no better term for it than a cult of personality. It really is an institution and a quote-unquote ministry built around the charismatic, not in the spiritual sense, but the charismatic nature of a man or of the central preacher. Talk about that, especially with regard to your personal experience with it. About 2 minutes before
this,
break.
This is true almost to virtually any charismatic pastor. They are highly lifted up by the people, held in very high esteem, mostly because the pastors have gotten a group of people around them who believe their press. In other words, if I stand up and I say, you know, congregation, the Lord visited me last night and has given me a heavier anointing on my ministry than I've ever experienced before, and blah, 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 you know, come up and I'll lay hands on you, and everybody gets excited, and everyone has already sort of a desire to have a self-fulfilled prophecy, if you will. In other words, when I now hire anointed Bob, lays hands on them, they're going to get something different than they got last week. So they begin to buy into what I tell them, and I'm lifted up. And, of course, I'm pulling myself up as hard as they're lifting me up. So these people become very well-respected. They are the ones who hear from God for us, Todd. The pastor is really the prophet, priest, and king over his local congregation. He goes before the Lord on the behalf of the people. He's a priest. He hears from God and tells the vision to the people as a prophet. And he's treated like a king. It's a great gig if you can land that type of job, I suppose, and don't fear God.
Bob Leko is our guest. He's a former Word Faith pastor and graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School, co-founder of Discernment Ministry International based in Detroit. When we come back, we'll talk about the dangers of, well, any pastor, but especially pastors of this ilk like Bishop Eddie Long, being insulated from criticism within the church. When that happens, when there's no one who tells you no, and maybe for years, perhaps in the case of Eddie Long, if the allegations prove to be true, people who are willing to be quiet and look the other way, it is a recipe for disaster. You'll find a link to Discernment Ministry International under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org or call in number 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly. issuesetc.org. Stay connected. issuesetc.org.
Have you ever wanted to delve into the writings of the early church fathers, but didn't know where to begin? Well, we have just the resource for you. It's our book of the month for December, A Year with the Church Fathers, Meditations for Each Day of the Church Year. You can find out more at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase A Year with the Church Fathers, Meditations for Each Day of the Church Year by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. A Year with the Church Fathers, The Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues Etc.
If any former evangelicals are hearing me speak right now, I want to assure you, you don't have to be a homeless Christian. If you would go to issuesetc.org, look on their website, you'll find a list of churches. Find one close to you and attend that church. There, you can receive the true gospel, you don't have to be a homeless Christian, and they will not call you a backslider.
To find a church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
I want you to hear my heart on behalf of myself, my family, And I want to let you know Vanessa loves you. She loves this church. She loves me. I love her, her children, and we're going to work it out.
A few of the words spoken this Sunday as Bishop Eddie Long announced a sabbatical from New Missionary Baptist Church, where he's been pastor for a long, long time. And under his pastorate there, his bishopric, if you will, the congregation has grown from just under 200 to over 25,000, and yet there are allegations of sexual impropriety with young men that he's been avoiding for about a year. Now it's time for him to deal with it as his wife files for divorce. Bob Lico is our guest. We're talking about that situation. Bob, you mentioned this before, but I want you to go into a little more detail. Talk about the danger of being insulated from any kind of criticism from within the congregation. Basically, a situation where this one man, as you said before the break, hears and speaks for God, and no one tells him no. He's insulated from that criticism and considered in some sense infallible. Sounds like a recipe for the kind of thing that we see allegedly happening with Eddie Long.
Oh, absolutely. It's a sad track record throughout the history of Pentecostalism in America, starting back from 1906, where you have this sort of heavy-handed leadership where the leader, whether he calls himself the bishop, the pastor, apostle, or prophet, they're accountable only to God. And so this really keeps people from ever saying anything. And if you do dare to come up to the man of God, as I foolishly have done in the past, not knowing any better, and say, well, you know, I had a question, you taught this, or this was prophesied last week, and gee, it didn't come to pass, Pastor, what are we to do with this? And, you know, you basically get talked down to and are held under suspicion from that point on because you dared question something that came from the platform or the pulpit. And so you've got Eddie Long, and so his congregation looks to him, and sure, some of them are going, well, gee, who does Bishop Eddie look to? Well, he was ordained by a group that started in the early 80s. In fact, he was ordained by a man that I had met in Detroit before, Joseph Garlington, and he started the Full Gospel International College of Bishops, he calls it. And so the Full Gospel Baptists that are bishops are part of Garlington's organization. What's interesting, you would assume then, well, there would be some sort of oversight. Well, in fact, Garlington did rebuke Mr. Long and also the Bishop Paul S. Morton, who has founded the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship, rebuked him and complained about, and this is on YouTube, about the fact that Long has remained silent for so long and allowed these charges to go and not deal with truth. And this is a quote from Bishop Paul S. Morton. I can't forgive somebody that does not repent, said Morton, pastor of Greater St. Stephen's Full Gospel Baptist Church in New Orleans. So, yes, we have these leaders who are so insulated, but they a lot of them give the appearance that, well, I'm actually accountable to a group of bishops over me, or a panel of prophets or apostles, and they speak into my life, not the congregation. Well, the fact of the matter is, Todd, these guys don't speak into anybody's life. So what? Paul Morton rebukes Long, but as the head of this organization that ordained him as a bishop, do they take back their bishopric from him? Do they say, well, you can't use the title bishop anymore? Apparently not. A lot of these guys are self-proclaimed bishops, such as T.D. Jakes. So he started his own organization where he makes himself the head bishop. But Long was part of an actual organization, but they rebuked him but not kicked him out, apparently.
Let's go to the phones. Mike is listening in Kansas City. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, Etc. It's a great resource. And, gentlemen, you're riding my hobby horse with this topic. The church I attended here in Kansas City was called Full Faith Church. And in its heyday, it had about 5,000.
And the pastor actually ran off with the church secretary. And then, of course, like all of these charismatic churches, as soon as you lose your head pastor, the church just crumbles. Today, it's under a different name, and it's just a couple of hundred members. But my point is on this: charismania or the charismatic church, they demand a heightened state of emotion from everyone in the church as evidence that the Holy Spirit is working. So all of their services are based upon bringing everyone into a heightened state of emotion. And when you have your head pastor that's focusing on this sort of thing, it doesn't that just lead to temptation from your libido? I mean, you're constantly trying to get this drug, this euphoria, from a heightened state of emotion.
That's a very good question, Mike. Thank you very much. Bob?
That is, he's hit on something that is true, but I don't know how we can apply it to Eddie Long's sin. It is true that we... Well, I'll say as a former charismatic sign gift person, we went from high to high. We went from movement to movement, from revival to revival, from outpouring to outpouring. I know people who attended our wedding 28 years ago who to this day are traveling from places like up to Toronto, then down to Pensacola, then to Kansas City, then to, you know, back down to Pensacola, and then out to Orange County, you know, in California, seeking the next move of God, the next touch of the Spirit, the next ecstatic experience, because the former ones have grown, well, they're not so unique anymore. They're not out of the ordinary. After you've been speaking in tongues for years, well, that's pretty humdrum. Now, all of a sudden, staggering around being drunk in the Spirit, well, that's new. Well, after you've done that a while, you go, what's next? Angel feathers and gemstones appearing in the services and gold dust. Okay, that's great. What's next? We don't know, Todd. We're still looking. We're waiting for the next great thing. Yeah, it becomes a drug, but I can't say that the emotionalism led to his engaging in homosexual or alleged homosexual behavior. I can't make that leap.
Well, then with only about a minute here, Bob, what should happen, just in general outline, what should happen when there are serious and credible allegations found against a pastor who really is not really accountable to anyone? What should the congregation, if it is to be faithful to God's word in this respect, if in no other, what should they do with such a pastor?
Well, I think that they should certainly require that the pastor step down and undergo, you know, a close examination of the charges. Let them be heard before the church elders, the leaders there. And hopefully, you know, if the charges aren't true, fine. Everything returns back to normal, I would assume. If they are true, well, I believe there's some very serious consequences. I certainly believe our Lord restores and forgives sin, all sin. So the sin isn't the issue so much. He certainly can be restored. The question would be whether he should return to the pulpit after being engaged in that type of sin. And frankly, I believe that some sins do place a man outside of really being able to return to the pulpit. And I think abusing your parishioners sexually certainly is one of those reasons that would discount him from ever standing publicly and ministering the word. But he can be restored and certainly go to heaven. No question of that.
Bob Lico is a former Word Faith pastor and graduate of Robert Tilton's Bible School, co-founder of Discernment Ministry International. We'll put a link at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Bob, thanks for being our guest.
Well, thank you, and have a blessed Christmas season, Todd.
And you. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we're going to talk with Pastor Will Whedon about 4th century Bishop Ambrose of Milan. He's one of the giants, and we remember him tomorrow with Pastor Will Whedon on Issues Etc. It's not only in politics, it's not only in the world of celebrities, movie stars, rock stars, music artists, that the cult of personality has its way. It is a very subtle temptation. And sad to say, the church is often fertile breeding ground for this cult to spring up, big and small, where a man who is probably, by all rights, yes, gifted in speech. He's gifted in his ability to communicate things. Now, sad to say, irrespective of whether or not he actually communicates the truth of God's word, sometimes that cult of personality grows up around him. The temptation for the pastor is to say, well, if nobody wants to tell me no, then who am I to argue with that? If no one wants to question what I say or do, who am I to argue with that? And pretty soon they confuse that kind of loyalty, misplaced loyalty to the man, to himself, with a faithfulness to God's word. And the people get the message loud and clear. If we can't tell this man no because he hears from God, when we hear from him, we got to agree with what he says. It's that way or the highway. Now, none of this is written in a rule book. None of this is laid out in policies of congregations. But witness how often it happens in churches great and small. What's the problem? The problem is not so much the cult of personality. That's hard to avoid. There are people who are attractive. There are people who are talented. There are people who probably should be in positions of leadership because of their talent. The problem is the church has stopped listening to God's word, to Holy Scripture, and letting God's word have the final say. Whether God's word says yes, then the people say yes, whether the pastor does or not. When God's word says no, the people need to say no, even to their pastor. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.